Good evening, ladies and...
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, 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 your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, 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 and side. Real high, you ride, my lust.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, October 21st, 2012, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sondra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sondra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's show with the song Houdini Act by Mongrel. Mongrel with the song Houdini Act. Now, as promised, last week I was trying to play that song, What, and it went horribly awry last week, and I got it for y'all. So chill out, tune in, listen in, and get your what on, and I'll be right back with you. And surprise, surprise, I will be having an excellent interview with one of the members of the band Mongrel for the song that you just heard. But just lean back and wait and listen to the next song. Here you go. That was the song What by Samwell, with some of my random ad-libbing or something in there. That was from the audio of a video that I had on Sandra London TV in the past. So I hope you all enjoyed that out there, and I'm sure a lot of you probably remember this song, but mostly through South Park. It is forever memorialized through there, and it needs no satire. The actual video itself, it's awesome. That's all I got to say. It's awesome. Anyway, so very, very early this morning, I guess ever since midnight through dawn, there was the Orionid meteor shower which features the dust from Halley's Comet. Now, I had a mind to go outside and have a gander, so it had like a pretty good vantage point just down at the end of the street. But, I don't know, I chickened out and stayed a hermit in my home. So I feel bad, but at the same time, I got a lot of really sexy pictures. I got inspired and took some. You may have seen it on toliveandgrindinla.com. Surprise, surprise, you can actually go to liveandgrind.com, just that, liveandgrind.com, and you'll be able to get to my very same official website, to Live and Grind in LA, from here on out. So, yay, a lot fewer words to remember. So, yes, I hope you're happy. yes, I'm going to look up a little bit more info, see if there's anything interesting to make note of in regards to this shower that was going on in the early hours of the morning. But I also wanted to give a quick, rest in peace to Sylvia Christel, who is the star of Emmanuel. I actually auditioned for an updated version of a sort of Emmanuel-esque type of soft pink film a few years back. So, Sylvia was awesome, is awesome, and the Emmanuel series was very popular in its day. So rest in peace. And let's see. Let me give you another song here. I will be having Adam of Mongrel join me in just a short while, and I'll be able to interview and find out just how they got so awesome, he and his band. But yes, in the meanwhile, let me give you a song. Oh, I just had one in mind, and it's gone now. Darn. Well, you know what? What I can do is play one of the brand new songs off of Mongrel's new album. The album's called Reclamation, and they actually have a new YouTube video for one of their songs, which is called Bored to Death, and it features the great, guttural, awesome, sexy, throaty sounds of Jessica Sierra, who is their female vocalist. So here you go. Enjoy.
Just die. Stop hitting me with bullshit, 'cause there's no way that repetition, repetition.
That was Bored to Death by Mongrel. Hope y'all enjoyed that out there. It's a pretty sexy song. I'm going to play one more tune for you here, and I'll be right back with you with some hot erotica and then my interview with Adam of Mongrel. In the meanwhile, check out this song, Blood by Assimilation.
Deep inside you, in your mind's eye, lies the memory of how we used to be. Haunting photos that possess you, can't discard them, they arrest you. It's the blood of my lady. It's the blood.
With their song Blood. So now I'll have you I'll play Happy Hump Day. This is an erotic flashback blast from the past. March 2011 was when this was recorded. Check it out. I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here's Happy Hump Day. Yeah.
What I came to, just the thought of that. Oh, my
God. Is that so?
Yeah.
Dude, can I do a fucking video with that shit? No.
Okay, it's your turn.
Damn it.
I just wanted to prelude.
Where's my inspiration? Where's my motivation?
What do you want? Drop it like a top.
What? Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, so now you've seen this shirt. I don't remember where I got this one. Oh, yes, I do. Huntington Beach. Huntington Beach. Like a little alley. And I got shoes, new shoes to go with them, like black stiletto heels. But they broke.
You did?
Yeah, I must have been dancing too hard or something.
Oh. Mm.
Or maybe I need to just lose like 3 pounds. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, it's not like a year ago. I think just dancing too much. Dance. I think you're ready for this.
Tight little boots.
Come on, get it.
She wants my dick.
Get it.
Should I give it to her?
I know.
Oh, no. You'll have to tune in next week to see what happens.
I got cum all over you.
Fucking cave.
Yeah, what was that about?
Oh, I'm by myself.
Pain in the neck.
Okay, tune in next week to see what happens. Bye.
Let me give you a brief bio. to warm you up, get you prepped, ready for this interview. Dubbed the hardest working band in Boston by Metal Edge, Mongrel is a female-fronted, aggressive rock band with punk and metal influences. And they have toured with bands like Fear, Blitzkid, Trashlight Vision, and Michael Graves. So I believe I have a caller. One second. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Playtime with Sandra Radio. Sandra London speaking.
Hey, this is Adam from Mongrel. How are you?
Adam, what's up? How are you?
Fighting the plague, but otherwise okay.
The plague? Wait. one of the afflicted, were you, with the whole vaccine stuff out there?
Oh, sorry, guys. Thank God. No. Just if I have to stop to cough for a bit, please excuse me.
Okay, will do. Yes, everybody tuning in, this is Adam from the band Mongrel, and he's based out in Massachusetts, which is why he's asking that question. But yes, I was just looking at a couple of your websites and where you appear. I was looking at Bandcamp and saw that your latest CD is now officially available for sale. So tell me about that. Yes, let me know more.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so there seems to be a lag. The new album Reclamation is up on mongrel.bandcamp.com. It's also available on like iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby and all those kind of good sites. We just put it out on September 25th on THC Music, which also on the label is like American Head Charge and Slaves on Dope. Attica 7, which is Evan from Biohazard's new band, and Blacklight Burns with Wes Borland. So there's some other cool, really cool bands on the label, so we're psyched to, you know, be kind of a part of it.
Okay, so you were telling me earlier that you've been around since 2003, or that's when the band first started. So altogether, how many albums have you completed since 2003?
Let's see. Well, we put out a few like demos early on, and then in 2006 we put out an album called Fear, Lies, and Propaganda on our own, and then that got picked up by Screaming Ferret Records and re-released in 2008. Then we put out an EP called Revenge in 2009.
How did Fear, Lies, and Propaganda get the attention of
Screaming Ferret? Well, we've been, you know, making noise, playing with a bunch of nationals, playing a lot of shows and stuff up in our area. And I'd been in touch with the head of that label for quite a while. He's a friend of ours. And, you know, so he liked what we were doing, picked up the album through his label, put it, you know, we re-released it. And we had a male singer at the time. We were actually a male-fronted band up until 2010. So after the Revenge EP, there was some decline in personal relationships within the band, we'll say. And we parted ways with the singer and drummer, and at which point we ended up with Dave, who plays on the new recordings, and we got Jessica Sierra on vocals.
Okay, so Dave's your new drummer.
Was.
What?
He recently left as well. And we have a new drummer whose name is Mike, who, you know, is our live drummer at this point. But yeah, so Jess came on board in summer 2010. She'd been playing in a band in the area called Affliction, who we used to do a bunch of shows with. And she was, you know, I was just a huge fan of her as a singer. And so We had a singer in the interim who had to drop out due to some personal issues going on. And
was
so
that,
we had
was
like
that
three
a male
days.
Singer? Was that a male singer?
Yeah,
or
it was another
female.
It was another male singer. It was
okay.
Another male singer. And
only the strong
so we had
survive.
Like, pretty much, yeah. Survival is the key of all this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we had so like 3 days' notice, a big weekend show in Boston at the Middle East, which is a reputable club out here. And the only person I could think of who could possibly cover the set and do it well on 3 days' notice was Jess. So I call her up, and I'm like, hey, blah, blah, this is what's going on. Do you want to cover some shows for us? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. When do you need me? I'm like, Friday. It's
okay.
Wednesday at this point.
Well, what's the usual protocol if you're, like, was she still at that time with Affliction? Is there any sort of, like rules? Are there rules to the borrowing or rendering, lending other singer, group members? Or it's kind of open or what?
It's kind of, if they're not booked. But her band had kind of been imploding itself. So she was kind of looking for something to do. And so she's like, yeah, how soon do you need me? I'm like, you have 3 days. So the next day I brought her a set of lyrics and a CD, and lo and behold, 3 days later she covered the show and did a very respectable job. So she kept filling in with us and finally decided she wanted to throw her name in the hat. Forced me to put her through the audition process at that point, which seems stupid, but... she wanted to prove it, so, that's just, that's just her. She's awesome like that.
That makes
and
the
so submissive
and me very
ever.
Happy. I like that she wanted to be put through the same sort of process to get through. She wanted to be a legitimate band member, earn her medal. That's
awesome. Exactly, yeah. She was like, I'm gonna prove it the same way anyone else would. So then we put out the EP, The New Breed of Old School, which I know you've been playing like Houdini Act and Bound to Crash off of.
Yeah.
And so that EP was kind of a reintroducing the band, because we've been male fronted up until that point. So what we did is we took 6 songs off of the Fear Lies Propaganda CD and re-recorded them with the new lineup. And, obviously, the results were really good.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I'm just, so curious about this. So as far as, the lyrics and things like that, because when she's singing it, I feel her. I feel the lyrics coming through her, but from a female point of view. So did any of the lyrics change, or are they exactly the same? Because I think it would take a different meaning if a guy were to be singing those same lyrics.
Other than the little, kind of bridge part of Houdini Act, all the lyrics were the same. I had written them.
Wow.
So we didn't have to change anything. It was kind of amazing, the whole new layer and level it kind of took with the songs when she came on board.
Did you get, a new fan base and everything?
Yeah, I think it definitely expanded on the fan base. With that EP, we kind of... because obviously when you take an aggressive male-fronted band... and hey, guess what? We have a girl singer now. People are going to have some doubts. And, we kind of, I'd say probably at least 90% of the fan base was like, holy shit, she's amazing. We lost a few along the way, but sometimes you got to do what's best for the band, and unfortunately not everyone's going to like it. But it definitely, I think, expanded it, because I think it opened it up to a whole different, interpretation and audience. And, she's an amazing singer, and holds her own on the aggressive stuff. So it was definitely one of those where we kept the majority of our old base and definitely opened up to a whole new audience. So that was up through that EP. And then in 2010, we put out the Declamation EP, which was kind of the predecessor to the new album. So it had a few new songs on it, a cover song, and one more old song on it. And, you know, so that was kind of the lead up, well, leading up to the new album.
Huh. So does she have a say in the lyrics for the new, like, the latest album or, like, upcoming ones? Or is it largely still, like, you're the mastermind? Because I think either way, what she does is incredible. So I guess it doesn't really matter who's writing it. But, yeah, but I wonder, does she go, like, oh, change this around or this kind of thing? Or is she pretty much set to go with, like,
Well, with the new album, a lot of it was already kind of written for when she came in,
yeah.
You know, and as we started working on stuff. She did rewrite one of the choruses on The More I Bleed.
Okay.
She rewrote, you know, some of those lyrics for us. You know, but I think going forward past this album, you know, I want to get her more involved in the writing process. Because with her prior band, she was one of the main songwriters. And, you know, there's lots of very good bands, but there's not always a lot of great songwriters. And I think she's definitely a great songwriter. So I'm really excited, you know, for the whatever comes beyond this, to have her kind of be more involved in the process.
Right on. Cool. So what was it like when you were on stage with bands like Gwar and like Korn? I really like Korn a lot. What was that like?
It's awesome. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, like, we're music fans. So, like, we're, like, super excited to, you know, these are bands we enjoy. And so to kind of get to be a part of that and to share a stage and play to a bigger audience and, you know, just kind of have that opportunity, it's definitely a great feeling. You know, just last week we played with part of the Rock and Shock Festival out here, which is this really cool, like...
And where is that held,
music
like in the Boston
and,
area, or like...
A little bit west of there in Worcester. So it's like
I've been there. I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's like very rural, right?
Worcester's kind of a city. I mean, it's not like New York City, but it's, you know, a miracle city.
Okay.
You know, it's definitely got your nicer and not so nicer areas and all.
Well,
no.
It's very, or maybe I'm remembering wrong, but like the Worcester or whatever that I think I went to, it's like they just have a bunch of deer and like fields and like, you know, I don't know, homes that are like, I don't know.
It might have been, like, right outside the city.
Possibly.
And the city itself is kind of urban.
It's more modern. Open. Oh, okay, my bad.
No, it's more.
I gotta ask.
That's okay.
I must have been kidnapped.
It's possible. These things happen.
Yes, it does.
Aliens and cows and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, but so we got to play with, like, Misfits and Shadows Fall and God Forbid and Vision of Disorder, who were amazing. And
and are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Like, you get to hang out between the shows and after the shows? You stay in touch? Or is it only
within the
after
band?
Shows?
Yeah. No,
like,
no,
all of you, like, the different groups and stuff, when you're doing, like, a major, like, festival or things like that. Is it kind of, I only get to see you on the road, or is it kind of like, yeah,
well,
out?
Like, the Misfits, we've done 8 shows with them now, so, like, you know, whenever we, like, we'll see Jerry, whatever, and he'll, like, know who we are and, you know, say hi and stuff. Like, we were pulling up to the venue for this festival thing, and, you know, we saw him crossing the street, like, going down to the store or whatever, and he, like, waved to us and shit, so... You know, it's kind of cool to, like, get some recognition like that from, you know, a band like The Misfits, who we look up to. You know, but, I mean, it's not like we're, you know, a band you play once with is not, you know, who's a bigger band is going to be, like, dropping you a line necessarily. So, like, they might not even know you exist on the bill, honestly, but that's okay.
No,
that's
I'm sure they know you exist. As soon as they hear you guys start up and they hear your singer and they, you know, no. Come on now.
Yeah, we hope so. That's what we're trying.
Yes. Well, I want to play, like, I want to play one of your songs. It always makes me smile whenever I play it because it's just so freaking awesome and, like, bitchy. like, it's just cool. It's the Shut Up, Get Dead song. That song is amazing.
Oh, excellent. The one Shut Up, Get Dead, and pole dance for.
Wait, what? Oh, are you talking about Jess of Naked Girls Radio?
Yeah.
I need to watch this video. Why do I miss all these cool videos? Darn it. I gotta see this. But yeah, this is like one of my favorite songs ever that's like in my studio currently. And for everybody out there listening in, I was blessed and graced with a copy of their latest album, Reclamation. So I will be tuning in very vividly, happily, and all this jazz, like, tonight and thereafter. But as far as what I've already had, this is one of my favorite songs. It's just so cool. And you wrote this?
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, I'm going to play it. So if you can stay with me on the line here, I'll play it real quick.
Solid, pissed off, angry song. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Kind of a you might enjoy a C and a half off the new album if that's kind of your the vibe you're going for.
Every now and again, I have to have that, like, wowing out, like, fuck you go to hell song. It just, it's necessary.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay, so seeing as how you started your group way, way, way back when, 2003, like, what made you decide to start a band in the first place? And did you have, like, another mini band thing going on beforehand, or was this, like, the genesis, like, back in 2003 when you're just forming?
Well, I mean, the reason I started playing, you know, music in general was, you know, like, probably seeing early Guns N' Roses videos, honestly, like, just seeing Slash play, and I was like, oh my god, I need to do that. But, no, in 2000, I started my first, like, real serious band. I'd had a couple of, like, you know, not real serious ones before, but I started a band called Shockwave. You know, I just kind of all of a sudden had this, I was in school for a while, and then got out of school, had some free time, and all of a sudden started writing songs, and I was like, oh, we should put a, I need to put a band together. So we started that band, and
how many people, like, were in that original band, Shockwave? How many people started out with you?
Probably, like, 20 over the course of 3 years, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, like, yeah. originally, like, your original troupe, like, had... Yeah, what was your original assembly like? And how did you get them? Like, were you like, hey, can you play this? All right, join in.
Well,
or like...
with Shockwave, the drummer was my, I guess, brother-in-law, future ex-brother-in-law-to-be or whatever at the time. And he knew a guitarist, and then, so we had two guitarists in that band, and then somehow, I think, you know, through some...
Wait, here's your teacher?
No. He was my future ex-brother-in-law.
Oh, for some reason I thought you said he was your teacher, like, in school. I'm all like,
oh, no. yeah, so we put that together and, you know, went through several singers and drummers and whatever. And, you know, it was just kind of like, so I think the music, like, the idea was there, but we never had quite the right lineup for execution. And then finally got to the point where, you know, the direction of the band was nowhere near where I wanted it anymore, just within the band. So I was like, you know what, fuck this, it's over. And me and this other friend from a band who we'd played a bunch of shows with had been talking about a side project. And... so
okay, let me back you up just a little bit. So you had Shockwave, and you had various members at different times, but you're just able to, like, walk into shows, or how did you broach that? Like, how did you already have sort of an inside connection with shows, or did you have to go and kind of send out demos and all this?
We went through the whole process, you know, recording demos and going to clubs and networking and making connections. And
you gloss over all of that, and, like, that it's just so funny. Like, you're, like, born to be a musician or something, because you're like, oh, yes, that's, you know, but I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot that goes behind just being able to be heard, just being able to get your sound out there, that it takes more than just, like, talent. You got to show up and prove what you can do. But
oh, God, yeah.
It's so funny. It's, you're just like, oh, we just did shows and this and that and tours. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I guess. Hold on.
I don't know. It's all become second nature, I guess, at this point. But, yeah, I mean, it's the music business. And,
right.
You know, as many amazing bands, I'm sure there are, that are, like, locked in their garages and basements and waiting for, you know, David Geffen to come knocking on their door.
No.
And discover them. That's not how it works. And,
right.
You know, you have to attend to the business part of it. And, you know, it's networking and booking shows and making connections and ordering merchandise and sending out mailings and, you know, sending out press kits and doing interviews and finding,
you started out doing all this yourself. You're like
a
little businessman. This is wild.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully I kind of had a knack for it. Luckily, I mean, it's not like I took business courses in school or anything. I just kind of learned on the fly and thankfully picked up on it and read up as much as I could on stuff, and, you know, it's worked out pretty well. With Shockwave, we opened for, like, L.A. Guns and Faster Pussycat, and, yeah, I was booking at a club for a local club for a while, and, you know, so I made a bunch of connections, and, you know, so then when I started Mongrel, you know, thankfully we had a little bit of a head start on some of that, you know, because I'd already had 3 years of being deep in the scene and, you know, kind of establishing myself.
Yes.
So that kind of helped out a bit.
Wow. Okay, do you have, like music in your family? Like, your parents played music or sang or any kind of thing?
My mom would sing, like, really badly out of tune, like, out of key to, like, horrible songs to wake me up in the mornings, but, my dad played piano, and, he plays piano, not professionally or anything. You know, my sister played, French horn or something like that in high school, and I played a little bit of piano and saxophone early on. Not well, but I tried.
Ah, there you go. That's what started it. Then you just spawned off from there and just made it happen.
Yeah, but, you know, it was one of those things where, like, they wanted to teach me certain shit. And, you know, like, oh, go practice Mary Had a Little Lamb. Like, I have no interest in this. Fuck this. And I guess it was kind of the same way with guitar. It was, you know, I learned the basics and then kind of went off on my own. So, you know, it's one of those, like, I could never do a cover band because I don't play other people's stuff real well. I just play my own stuff for the most part. And, you know, thankfully it seems to be working.
Yes. Very, very, so. Very original, very independent. That's awesome. Very cool. Let me play a song real quick. And I know out there on the East Coast, it's getting late, but if you're all right, we can continue this interview. But you let me
know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're doing fine on time? You're good?
Yeah, we're fine.
It's late over there. Okay, awesome.
And okay. I'm a musician. Granted, I have a day job to wake up for, but, I'm a musician. Nighttime's still my friend. It's fine.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Okay, so everybody out there, I'm going to play Oriental Sunset by Kindred, and I'll be right back with you all. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'll be right back with you and more interview time with Adam of Mongrel coming up next. Thank you. And that was Oriental Sunset by the group Kindred. And right before I get back to my interview with Adam of Mongrel, I'm going to play one of their old school songs, Bound to Crash. And I'll be right back with you. Here's Bound to Crash by Mongrel. Hello. yet another fantastic song by you and your group.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And so I just like have like random questions now, I guess. And I
Absolutely.
Think I actually. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I'm like overexcited tonight. Excuse me. Yeah. I think that I narrowed down where I may have been taken in Massachusetts. I know I visited Cambridge, now I visited Boston, but as far as the smaller city, it's either Winthrop or Revere. I cannot remember which one.
Oh,
there's,
okay,
like,
yeah.
Homes are, like, spread out.
Like, further of that.
Yeah,
Worcester's,
okay.
Like, a good, like, 40 miles or so west of that.
Okay, never mind, yeah. So definitely, I was not in, yeah. Cool, alrighty. All right, so as far as my random questions, what is your favorite Guns N' Roses song of all time, since that's one of the bands that influenced you growing up?
I guess I'd have to go with Welcome to the Jungle. I know it's cliche, but I mean, it's just such, like, an anthem that, I don't know, it's just kind of such a timeless kind of song.
Nice.
And, you know, this what, you know, it was definitely one of the songs that early on was like, oh my god, I need to do that. It was so fucking badass.
Actually, that's like among the choices of my Halloween costumes is Jane of the Jungle, like the whole Jane and Tarzan thing. So, hey, if I do,
right.
Then I'll dance to Welcome to the Jungle, and I'll send you a clip, and I'll put it on Naked Girls Radio as a tribute. So I
will gladly accept.
Woohoo! I like that song too. And let's see, what do you do in your spare time?
What is spare time?
I know, right?
No, I mean, essentially, you know, being kind of still on the underground side of music, you know, we all kind of to maintain day jobs and all. And then, so beyond that, I then do all the band stuff, which, you know, so obviously there's the music side of it, and then there's, you know, the business side of it, and handle a lot of our online presence and, you know, keeping in touch with all the fans and everything else. So I honestly, when I do get spare time, I actually usually end up going out to see other concerts. You know, like,
yeah.
I'll just see
their
bands
or
friends
get away.
Within the area. Yeah, no, I mean, music's just kind of such a part of my life. You know, I'll either go see if there's a touring band I want to see in the area, or, you know, if with bands in the area we're friends with who are playing that night if we're off. But, you know, I don't watch TV. I rarely see movies. You know, it's
Live
just kind
of... Live and breathe music.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's dedication. I like that. I admire that very much. But that sucks that you don't really watch movies very often, because I was going to ask you what your favorite movie was. So maybe back long ago when you had a bit more spare time, like, did you
well,
have
I do
favorite
have
movies?
Some I've watched. Yeah, like recently I went and saw the new Dark Knight movie, which is awesome. You know, but some of my favorite movies would be like Clerks and Mallrats, Natural Born Killers, Machete, Pulp Fiction.
You know, I have never seen Pulp Fiction all the way through, like from beginning to end, ever in my whole entire
really?
Life. I'm the only person I
oh,
know
wow.
who hasn't. I feel bad about
I'm sure
that.
There's others. Sure, there's others.
Somewhere.
But, yeah, but like, you know, two of my favorite movies are like Mallrats and Clerks, and actually the thing we just played, the Rock and Shock Festival we just did, the guy who played Dante from Clerks was there.
Oh.
And so I got to meet him, so I was like completely like geeking out over that.
Did you get his autograph?
Yeah, well, actually I met him outside the night we played with the Misfits. He was actually, like, on his way into the venue to go see the Misfits. So I quickly snagged a picture with him and all. And then the next day, he was signing, doing autographs and meet and greets at the convention, so we had a vendor booth there for the whole weekend. So I went over and, you know, I was like, all right, I already got my picture. I don't, you know, so it's not like I need to buy an autograph, but, you know, he's given me so much enjoyment over the years, like, so, like, I feel like I should contribute. So everyone's getting their pictures autographed, like, I'm not even supposed to be here today. And so I get up to him, and he's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, you know, asked him if he enjoyed the show, and, you know, he dug the Misfit set. And so I gave him one of our CDs, and so he's like, all right, so I want to contribute. I'll take an autographed picture. So, you know, he's like, oh, do you want to make it out to anyone? I'm like, no. But I want you to put at the bottom instead of, you know, I want you to put try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. And so he just like looks at me like, whatever you want, man, whatever. So we're going to get this framed and hang it up in the jam room for the band.
Wow.
I don't know. I figured it had to be something
you
different.
You should have camera phoned it and had him say it. Totally.
Oh, that would have been really funny.
Redo. Next time you see him, you're going to ask him
yes.
for me. Say it's
yes.
for me. I want it. Nice. Okay, so
hey, Mongrel,
when you were...
try not to suck any dick. Yeah.
Yes, leave that to me. No, just kidding. Anyway, no, but for I wanted to ask you about your vendor booths. In addition to your CDs, do you sell other types of merchandise? Do you make shirts or stickers or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have T-shirts. We just ordered brand new, these awesome new hoodies coming in. Pardon me. The artist we had for the hoodies we were doing is a guy who did work for like OTEP and Type O Negative and Life of Agony. So we're really excited about the new artwork he did. Yeah, we also do like yoga pants and booty shorts and.
Oh la la!
You know,
I gotta see that. Wait,
yeah.
Is there a website where I can look at those hot like chick wear with your swag?
I think they should be on mongrelband.com if you go into the merch section. I think they're on there.
I will be checking that out. Definitely. I'm going to get something. That sounds cool.
And we also have our girl shirt, our girls' tank tops, Bitches Are Vicious shirts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just, you know, obviously we have a strong female following and, you know, and very independent-minded girls, which is awesome.
Okay, wait. Well, how small do those shirts get? Because I actually want to get one for my dog. Even though he's a boy,
your
I
dog?
Want to get it. Yes, I want to get it for him for, like, when he meets his bitch one day. He's too young and little to do all that. But one day I would like for him to present a shirt like that to his boo.
Yeah.
Your boo. So I'm going to put a special request out there. You can ask the guy who designs, like, your merch, if he can do that, if he can make a dog one. I'm totally dead serious.
The only thing is, like, the minimum quantities on the orders is the problem. I don't know how much would sell for dog clothing.
Wait, what's the minimum quantity? How many?
Usually it's, like, 2 dozen or something for, like, an order.
Double it. No, I'm just kidding. Well, okay, yes, I will take that quantity and... I'll do something with it, totally. I'm so serious. I'm sorry. I'm, like, really, like, very much a huge, like, dog fan, and he's getting older every day, and I know he's going to want to have a gift to give to his future, like, you know, partner.
Dog, yeah.
Sorry. I'm actually very serious. I am going to ask you about this later after the show.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, and then your plans for Halloween.
We're actually playing with the Misfits again. We're going to be playing with them in Hampton, New Hampshire at Wally's Pub on October 28th, which is the Sunday before Halloween.
Okay.
And then... actually, on Halloween, I'm going down to New York City to do a radio interview down there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's this cool morning show with, like, the drummer from Twisted Sister is, like, one of the hosts of.
Wow.
So, yeah, so cool. New York City for Halloween should be fun.
Oh, it's going to be
And then I think, like, the 2 days
it's
in between were actually... Yeah, and then, like, in between that, I'm going to see Stars on Broadway are playing in Boston, and then Henry Rollins is in town doing spoken word, like, the day before, like, in there, too. So it's going to be, like, play with the Misfits, go see Stars on Broadway, go see Henry Rollins, go to New York City. So it'll be a really fun 4 days.
All music, all the time, yet again. You, like, live and breathe music. That's... Wow.
That's what, you know, keeps me going and excited about stuff, so.
No, it's super cool. Wow. Okay. Well, okay, so I, let's see. I was looking for your official video for the Bored to Death song from your new album, Reclamation. I didn't have time to pull it up, but I want you to be able to let everyone know who's tuning in how they can find out more about Mongrel if they haven't already heard of you, which they need to catch up very quickly because you're like lightning speed. You like do so many things. You guys are so awesome, making a lot of moves, and I think you guys are great. I'd love for you to share where on the web and where in real time people can catch you around and about doing your thing.
Absolutely. Well, the next show, like I said, is October 28th in Hampton, New Hampshire with the Misfits. Then for people in the, like, Massachusetts, New Hampshire area, we have a bunch of shows coming up. November 3rd in Baldwinville, Mass. November 9th in Greenfield, Mass. Trying to blank on where the November 10th one is, honestly. We have November 16th at the Mideast in Cambridge, Mass. December 2nd
in Cambridge?
Manchester, New Hampshire. Yes, that's why I mentioned that one.
Right.
You know where
okay. I do know where that is. Thank goodness. Yes. Do you get a lot of college students? A lot of Harvard and all these. There's like tons of universities in Massachusetts and especially Boston. But like,
Get
a lot of college students coming out, rocking out.
It depends where we're playing, and I mean, but the problem is a lot of them don't have cars. So, and you know, so unless you're playing right by, you know, somewhere the trains go near Boston, it's hard for them to get there.
Well, you need to storm
so kind
the
of
college
a,
then. You need to storm the universities and just do the damn thing.
But people
so.
Can check us out on. We might. And online, people can find us. Our main page is mongrelband.com. And from there, that'll bring you to our Facebook, Mongrel Official on Facebook, Mongrel Band on Twitter, Mongrel Band at Reverb Nation. We're on SoundCloud, YouTube. People can find the video for Bored to Death. If you just do a search on YouTube for Mongrel Bored to Death, you'll see the official video pop up. You can check that out. And actually, one of our fans just did a cool video for us for Zombies of War off the new album. And so if you do a search for Mongrel Zombies of War, you'll see there should be a new video up there. Our friend Saren did for us. But there's we're kind of all over the place, but mongrelband.com will be the best place to kind of bring you everywhere, including links to where you can get our stuff on iTunes and Amazon and all that kind of good stuff.
Awesome. There you go. And would you mind if I make, like, a fan video to the Shut Up, Get Dead song? I'll make a video for you. Is that
all right?
Is that allowed?
No, absolutely allowed. I know Jessica, Jess Edwards from Naked Girls Radio already did a routine to that one.
I won't be using a pole because I'm no good with steel. I can't.
Or if you find something off Austin, I'm good for that. I'm good with that. Or if you find something off the new album, particularly off Reclamation. We're definitely looking for videos off the new album, so.
Deal. You got a deal. We'll do it.
Yeah, so check out the new album, give it a listen, see if there's a song that you connect with, and, maybe pick something off that to do.
I will. Sounds good.
That'd be awesome. You can do more than one, too. I mean, we're not going to say no.
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me to work here, huh? Yes, I will.
Hey, you know, if you're offering.
Yes. Okay, well, okay, I know earlier in the broadcast you mentioned C and a half. You thought I would like that one?
That's a good, nice little attitude song.
Yes, I'm going to take a listen to that one. I'm going to see. Maybe that's going to be it. Maybe that's going to be the video. Cool, cool. All righty. Well, if there's any, like, final messages, shout-outs, whisperings, what have you, that you'd like to make, please feel free to do so.
Well, I just want to say, you know, thank you very much for having me on the show, and thank you to Naked Girls Radio for all the support over there.
Awesome.
Pardon me. You know, and we're definitely, you know, one of the things we really pride ourselves on is, you know, our connection with our fans and our friends and our listeners. And so if anyone likes what they've heard, wants to get in touch, has questions they wanted to ask but didn't want to call in about, if you hit us up either through our main website or Twitter or Facebook or any of the sites, you know, we're more than happy to get back to you and to talk to you. And, you know, top of that, you know, if there's anything we can answer for you, we're more than happy to do so. You know, it's all about that connection of music and people. And, you know, however we can make that happen, we're happy to do it.
Sweet. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Adam. Tell Jessica she rocks, Jessica Sierra, and the rest of your band that you guys are awesome. So let them know I said hey.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, you guys are all welcome anytime here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I guess just to close out the night, I'm going to prove to you how much I'm, like, crazy about my dog. You'll hear me, like, singing very badly but very sweetly to my puppy in this next audio recording. Yeah. Then you'll truly understand. But, yes, I am gonna send you a message about getting some sexy gear for my dog and his future boo. But good night, everyone. Check out more of Adam and the Gang of Mongrel on mongrelband.com, or you can follow them at Mongrel Band, and they're on Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, and you can buy their tunes on their website, on iTunes, on Amazon, SoundCloud, etc., etc. There you go. But, yeah. Thank you all. And, yes?
I was just going to say, well, please do keep in touch as well. And thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, everybody. Here's my my swan song to your puppy here.
Who are you anyway? Tell me.
I'm a chair.
A chair? I've never seen a chair like you before.
I'm a rocking chair.
Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of magic tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition?
Yeah.
Must I begin now?
Yeah.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into the character every now and again. Yes. Okay.
Sit on me.
I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them if I dribble. Will you or not? I am on the rod, and my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now he is asleep, but I call him Sophie. Sophie adore, Sophie adore, j'adore Sophie adore. He is a teenage nightmare, an old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The end. Thank you. Goodbye.
Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.